My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Russell Wilson limited in practice yesterday with a calf injury. I don't think he's going to play, Doran.
Really?
Just my read, because they were so careful with him during the preseason, they didn't want to re-aggravate it. I think you got to, if you really believe in Russ, and they seem to, they obviously do, you got to take every precaution to make sure this doesn't turn into a Joe Burrow thing. That's just my read. It's an educated guess. I have not been told anything. Today obviously looms large, but limited, and then they sent him to go see the doc. I just think they're going to be careful with Russ.
I wonder what he did, though, to re-aggravate it. I mean, was it in drill? Obviously, we don't know that stuff. But what I do know, and not to scare anybody, is usually the calf starts and then the Achilles is next, especially whenever you get older.
Oh.
So that's why that they're so cautious, because it could just end up popping at some point. And this is the second time that this has happened in the last month. I can see it. Now I'm starting to come around to where he might not play.
Yeah.
Wow.
If it's a playoff game, he goes.
Yeah.
If it's a must-win to get into the playoffs, if it's mid-season divisional game and he's operated the offense for like 8 or 9 weeks, I think he might go. But it's game one. He is your starter. I think you got to protect a guy who's in his mid-30s who, while he is mobile, he's definitely not what he used to be. And now you take some of that mobility out. I'll tell you what I'm doing. Justin Fields at 100%, I'm taking over a Russ Wilson at 85, 90%.
Yeah.
I think that gives you the best chance to win behind an offensive line that we think is not a finished product in game one.
Russ Wilson, you know, his good characteristics as a quarterback, they would be kind of out the window, moving around,
right,
extending, creating with his feet and his legs. You know, he's not a burner anymore, but he still does that. He still can get out of sacks if he has to. He's smaller. He's low. He's to the ground. He moves to the left, moves to the right. Like, he would not be able to do any of that stuff. So I'm with you as well. Like, 100% Justin Fields. Man, does that change everything, though. So everything that you've done for the last 10 days, you're back to the drawing board. But you know, alongside that, you are preparing for Justin Fields. Like, you always do prepare to have the backup quarterback in there. But now, like, the whole game plan is going to change. Because I do believe that Arthur Smith has a certain game plan for Justin Fields and for Russell Wilson. Now it's Friday. You're 2 days before the game. They're game planning really hard right now.
Yeah, it's a totally different deal. And Russ, well, he might scramble for a first down or two, he's running to set up the arm, whereas Justin Fields is running because he could take to the house anytime he touches the football. And if Russ can't get out on the edge, that totally limits him. They want to do some of that stuff within the framework of the offense. Play action, waggles, boots, nakeds, all that kind of stuff. And you're not going to do that with his calf injury. And I know that people are saying, like, here's a text right now. That's not an educated guess, Crowley. It's just a plain old guess. Unless you know something most people don't, it's just a guess.
About
me saying I think Russ is not going to start this game. It is an educated guess because I just know the way Mike Tomlin's always operated. Now, Russ is a veteran. He's never played a regular season game for the team. And while they trust him as a veteran, practice for guys who ain't been around is always going to be the guide. If he doesn't practice in a full capacity today, I just don't think he's going to do it. And Russ, when he played the first preseason game in what they said was a limited capacity, we've already seen it. He was not the same guy as he was in the second preseason game, or I guess the third for them, when he was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to dial back, and it was the preseason, but they had to dial back what they wanted to call in the offense because they didn't want the guy to get even more injured.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about whenever I say it's an educated guess. I know how Tomlin has always historically operated, and I know what it looked like this preseason when Russ had time to recover and when Russ, they felt like they were kind of rushing him back. You saw two totally different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. This is all smoke and mirrors gamesmanship from Tomlin. Man, Tomlin is a gamesmanship guy. You do not screw around with practice report stuff. You do not make guys questionable when they're not. You do not make guys probable when they're ready to go. You just don't mess around with that kind of stuff because you get big old fines and draft picks taken away. It's a big deal.
Well, I mean, seen it happen. I mean, he just has to go in and get treatment, which he's already been getting treatment. It's like, oh, man, it's tight. And then that could pop up on the report. Like, and then it's like, okay, like right after practice is limit, you're limited in practice, then you go right to the training room, you're right into the training room after film, and then you document all that stuff. So I could see that. That was my first thought. It was like, oh, that he wants to keep Atlanta on their toes, saying that Russ has tightness. But I mean, did you see a clip of Van Jefferson where he was asked the question, like, who's going to be the starting quarterback?
He said he doesn't even think that it looked like Russ was limited.
He was like, I think it's Russ, right? So I don't know.
I think, shocker here, today's going to tell the story.
Yeah, whatever the capacity he practices.
If Russ doesn't practice, folks, he ain't going to play.
No, it's the first game of the year.
If he's listed as limited, I don't think he's going to play. If he's listed as full health, absolutely go. Texter, Crowley, your hot take is totally off base. You're not a doctor. Thank God you get paid to talk. You have no idea. Better stick to reporting something you know something about. I'm just telling you the way that Tomlin's always done it. And it's not like you've got a backup quarterback in Justin Fields who hasn't gotten reps. The one silver lining here is that this is a calf injury that kept Russ out before, and so you got to see a ton of Fields. And I think that the first team offense is going to feel good with Justin Fields back there. It's not like when Trubisky and Kenny and Mason were quote-unquote competing for that job and only one guy was getting starters reps.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields probably took more reps.
More the majority of
them.
Yeah.
So you have to factor that in, too. How confident are you in the backup quarterback? I think very. There's also this. And Dorn, you know way better than me on this. This is very concerning that he hurts his calf the first thing he's asked to do in training camp. Stupid as it was to ask him to do it. Now he comes around right before game one, re-aggravates it. You just hope this isn't something that Russ is dealing with all season long, but in his mid-30s, yeah, he's going to be.
He's going to be. If it's true. You know, if it's true, I'm still holding out. I mean, I'm just being honest. I don't know. I think it's more fodder than anything.
Really?
I really do. Yeah, deep down. I do. I think he wants to keep Atlanta on their toes, make sure that they have to prepare for Justin Fields. I think that, you know, I mean, I don't know.
If I'm going to meet you there, I would say it would be an abundance of caution thing then. That they're a little bit concerned, but you're going to go over the top in the way that you treat Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure, okay, you felt tightness, you felt a twinge, whatever it was, they have called it tightness. Let's just make sure we get you into the game without the tightness turning into a pool or something worse.
I mean, look at this. Tell me if I'm wrong. Like, they give vet days, right? Doesn't Sam Mallow, like, we've seen it over the years. Everybody gets vet days. I mean, this is a way to give Russ a vet day, but also still be out there because he is the starting quarterback. He does need the reps. He does need to be on the same page. It is a new offense, but he's limited, but it's a vet day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound off base?
I mean, it's possible. They used to give Ben every Wednesday off.
Right. Like, and during the season, maybe Russ will get off, but now it's the first game of the year. We can say that he's limited. He's going to go out there. He's going to throw, but he's not going to move in any capacity because he is older to a high level that everybody else is moving. We could say that he's limited in practice because he is limited, but it's also a vet day. We're going to give him that day off, but he still needs to be in there to get on the same page.
Yeah, and it almost becomes a convenience thing. Hey, well,
yes.
It doesn't feel great.
Right.
Let's say he's limited. I could see that. I'm going leaning more towards the other way, but I absolutely could see that.
Mm-hmm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.